This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Buy now, pay later services continue to be really popular, but some consumers are finding that they do come with some pitfalls. Joining me now, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst Ted Rossman. Ted, I'm really curious, how many people say they actually use buy now, pay later?
It's about a third of U.S. adults, 30%. It's really been rising in recent years. The rise of e-commerce is part of it. Also, the climate we've been dealing with high inflation, high interest rates, high cost of living. A lot of people are using buy now, pay later as a financing tool to spread out their cash flow.
So when you asked people about problems that they had with buy now, pay later, what did you find out?
Half of buy now, pay later users have experienced some sort of financial problem. The most common is overspending, followed by missing a payment, regretting a purchase, and difficulties with returns and refunds. This reminds me of my favorite industry saying about credit cards, which is that they can be like power tools, really useful or dangerous, depending on how you use them. And the same pertains to buy now, pay later. Some people find it's a valuable way to spread out their cash flow and pay for things in installments. Other people find it's a ticket to overspending and impulse buying, and it just gets them into trouble.
Ted, what happens if someone does miss a payment when they're talking about one of these buy now, pay later plans?
In many respects, these are sort of the kinder, gentler version of credit cards. At least that's what the industry wants you to think. And that is sometimes true. It's definitely true with late fees, because some of these providers, like Affirm, don't even charge late fees. Others that do often cap them at a relatively low level, maybe at $7 or $10. The average credit card late fee is $32. So late fees are not as bad for buy now, pay later. Now, you certainly should pay on time if you can. It won't usually ding your credit unless you're so late that you go to collections, which is probably at least 90 days late. So they are sort of friendlier about delinquencies. But if you do fall behind repeatedly, they might not want to keep lending to you, which has actually been the more serious deterrent. It's not so much the stick about the punishment of the late fees and the credit score damage. It's more about the carrot of, if you like this and want to keep using it, you've got to stay in their good graces.
Does it hurt your credit score at all if you miss payments?
Buy now, pay later is still mostly outside of the traditional credit scoring system. That's starting to change. Affirm and Klarna are both engaging in some pilot programs with the credit bureaus. It's not affecting scores just yet, and lenders can't see it. It's more just for the consumer's education and so that the providers can kind of work on tweaking their models, and maybe it'll count in the future. One of the problems is that buy now, pay later doesn't fit neatly into our traditional understanding of credit. You're basically frequently opening and closing accounts, and it's very different from a credit card in that sense. So the credit scoring systems don't quite know what to do with it. So really, the only way it's affecting your credit score just now is if you're so late that you go to collections. But that's really more about the collection and not so much about the buy now, pay later aspect of it.
Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst Ted Rossman, thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.